Northern Bahr-Ghazal was chosen as one of the states where in South Sudan, which is not a conflict affected, but where you have a very high level of malnutrition. Level of malnutrition in Northern Bahr-Ghazal now is above the 15% threshold, which is the threshold for emergency level as set by the World Health Organization. So this is mostly to draw attention that it's not only in the conflict-affected state that you have very high level of malnutrition. Other states in the country are also as much affected with malnutrition as the conflict-affected state.
And somebody will be wondering, what is the level of malnutrition across the country? We know that the three states affected is so far maybe seen to be the only one affected. But so far, what's the level across the country?
As per the latest integrated phase classification that is done in South Sudan with the government, the different UN agencies and also the partners, the situation in South Sudan is says that when you're looking at the conflict-affected state like Jonglei, Upper Nile and Unity, the level is above 15% threshold, which is above emergency level, like I just explained previously. And also, you have other part of the country which are not directly affected by the conflict, where you have just had a high level of malnutrition, again, above the 15% threshold, above the emergency level, which are Warap and Northern Bahr-Ghazal. So overall in the country, you have a country where the level of malnutrition is above emergency level when you are looking at the population of children under 5 years old.
So, talking about these strategies, what does it mean? Could you explain to our listeners about the launch of the second year joint UNICEF World Food Scale-Up Nutrition Strategies? Okay. What is exactly going to be happening? Are you going to be giving some kind of food to people who are, or to children who are malnourished?
First of all, if we look at the event on the September 9th itself, it's basically a symbolism to show the commitment of governments, all the nutrition partners, the donors, and also the UN agency, UNICEF and WFP, to respond to the nutrition level of malnutrition level in South Sudan. But specifically, this scale-up plan is looking at a number of strategies to end. If I could give you a few of those strategies, the first one is to improve the community-based approach. Basically, how do we make sure to our community we reach more people? How do we expand the coverage of the program? How do we ensure the quality of the program that is being provided? And how do we strengthen the existing supply chain and pipeline management? That means how do we make available the drugs and products that are necessary for the treatment of those who are malnourished? And also, not lastly, we think about the capacity development, because for you to be able to implement, to expand, and also talking about quality, you need people who are properly trained, partners and government who are properly trained, and also are applying the good global and international standard on how to make sure that those programs are implemented with quality. And also, for you to be able to know, like you just asked me in the beginning, what is the level of malnutrition in South Sudan? We need to put in place enhanced needs on analysis, coordination, to make sure we know how to respond and where to respond, given the priorities.
And who are the targets here?
The targets for nutrition activities in general are children under 5. And we say children from 6 months to 59 months. And also we have the pregnant and the women who are breastfeeding children less than 6 months old. These are, in general, the target for nutrition activities.
You are listening to Radio Mira Breakfast Show, coming to you live from Juba. And with me in the studio here, I have Darlene Raphael, who is the head of nutrition, World Food Program South Sudan. And if you have got any question later on, please don't hesitate. And we are discussing about UNICEF, and the World Food Program will officially launch the second year joint UNICEF World Food Program Scale Up Nutrition Strategies on the 9th of September in Awil town of Northern Baragaza State. So if you have got any question, please don't hesitate. You can pose your question later on as we move on up to 10 with our guest here in the studio.